Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will clerk please take the roll?
The roll shows 35 members present.
Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Smith is excused from the call of the House today.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Danny Plotnick, lay rabbi of the Jewish community.
Let us pray. Keep us, O Lord, from pettiness. Let us be large in thought, in word, and in deed. Let us be done with fault-finding and leave off self-seeking. May we put away all pretenses and meet each other face-to-face without self-pity and without prejudice. Grant that we may realize it's the little things in life that create differences, and that in the big things of life we are as one. And may we strive to know and touch the great common heart of us all. And, O Lord, let us never forget to be kind and humble. Amen.
Representative Hurlburt.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. So I'll take another quorum call. Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 33 members present.
The daily order of business brings us to a certification of the journal. Without objection, I'm going to pass over certification of the journal today because of the lateness at which we adjourned the previous legislative day. It brings us down to introduction of guests. Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, a constituent and a friend, the office manager of the Legislative Information Office in Bethel, Ruth Wally Richardson.
Representative Adams. Representative Hurlburt.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, I got a good friend from Sleep Mute. He now lives in Anchorage. He's the president of Kuskokwim Native Association, Tiny Fredericks.
Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, there's a couple of good friends of mine, Virginia Dennis and Lee Britton from Denver, up here visiting for a few days.
Are there further guests for introduction? This brings us to messages from the governor. Are there messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
I have a message from the Senate today. The message, the Senate has passed the following bill and transmitting same for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 327 by the Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to Parole of Offenders, Continuing the Existence of the Board of Parole, and Providing for an Effective Date.
The committee substitute for Senate Bill 327 is referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to bring up the reconsideration of House Bill 23 at this time.
Will the clerk please read the bill? Representative, will members please be recognized before they call for knees? Representative Barnes. House, please stand at ease. Order. Representative Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Upon a motion to recess, there'll be a Democratic caucus in the Buttrovich room.
Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also, on a motion to recess, there will be a majority coalition caucus in the Speaker's chambers.
For the information of the body, there is a photo session out in front of the Capitol building at 11:30. Be very helpful if everyone would be there and be on time. It's my intention to adjourn at 11:30 today, barring any unforeseen complications.
They never happen.
Never happen. Any further announcements before we recess for caucus? Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in recess to the call of the chair. Back to order. Before the recess, notice of reconsideration was given on committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 23, finance amended. I'm going to ask the clerk to read the bill, and then I'm going to ask the majority leader for a motion to hold that over until tomorrow, and also today's calendar until tomorrow. Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the bills on today's calendar and the reconsideration of committee substitute for House Bill 23 be held over until tomorrow's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. On the daily order of business, we're under messages from the Senate. Clerk, please read messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following and transmitting for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 842, finance amended. Engrossment was waived, and the certified amendments are attached. I'll read the bill. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 842 by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Providing for Permanent Fund Dividends and Providing for an Effective Date.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 842 is referred to the Finance Committee. Are there further messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
None today.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
None.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills?
No bills.
Representative Halford, then I'm going to ask for announcements after a motion to adjourn. Are there announcements? Representative Brown.
Speaker, if I may, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Malone be excused from the call of the House on April 24, 25, and 26.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Malone is excused on the date requested. Representative Byrne.
I'd like to bring up the reconsideration of that special citation on surrogate parenting at this time.
The reconsideration is brought up on the citation relating to surrogate parenthood. Representative.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
I believe that was, thank you. I think that was held over until tomorrow's calendar by Representative Halford's motion.
I think that's the case because yes. Reconsideration had been brought up and then it was put on the calendar for today.
So it is held over until.
Thank you very much.
Right. It is held over. Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Are there announcements? There are photographs down on the Capitol steps. Hearing no objection, Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a very quick announcement there. Tomorrow in the lounge there, if all goes well, there will be serving their Kodiak Pollock there for lunch. So you might keep that in mind.
Further announcements? Representative Brown.
Speaker, the Democratic carnations this week are paid for by a very good Democrat from the Greater Anchorage area, Laura Kelly.
Further announcements? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee has a teleconference today, and I would appreciate it if all the members could strive to get there on time. Thank you.
Hearing no objection to the motion to adjourn, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.